I'm John Mowinkle inside the Forgy Electric Sports Studio. Today in boys golf, the 2A state tournament will begin at South Hills Golf Course in Waterloo, featuring Applington, Parkersburg, and Grundy Center. The 1A state tournament will begin at Westwood Golf Course in Newton, locally featuring Lane Rose of AGWSR. In girls soccer, 1A Region 5 first round, Wright County will host Greene County on 104.9 KLMJ. 1A Region 7 first round, Hampton-Dumont-Cal will be at Charles City on 99 The Wave. In baseball, Applington-Parkersburg will be at AGWSR. Belmont-Clemmy will host a doubleheader with Bishop Garrigan. Clarion-Goldfield-Dowes will host a doubleheader with Algona. Clarksville will host Don Bosco. Dyke-New-Hartford will be at Sumner-Fredericksburg. Grundy Center will be at Jessup. Hampton-Dumont-Cal will be at Iowa Falls-Alden for a doubleheader. North Butler will be at New Hampton. And South Hardin will host East Marshall. In softball, AGWSR will host West Fork. DNHAP will be at number 9 and 2A Sumner-Fredericksburg. Belmont-Clemmy will host Bishop Garrigan. Number 1 and 1A Clarksville will host number 14 and 1A Don Bosco. Grundy Center will be at number 5 and 2A Jessup. Hampton-Dumont-Cal will be at North Butler. And South Hardin will host number 8 and 2A East Marshall. The Hampton-Dumont-Cal girls soccer team will travel to Charles City tonight for a 1A Region 7 first-round game, which will air on 99 The Wave. Coming off a 3-11 regular season in which they won their most games since 2018, the Bulldogs will face a team they split with during the regular season. Maddie Prawley enters on a hot streak, having scored 3 goals in the last 2 games, increasing her season total to 4. Sophia Gutierrez leads with 7 goals and has a team-high 4 assists. Charles City has lost 3 straight, with the last win being over Hampton-Dumont-Cal. They've been limited to 16 goals throughout the season while giving up 53. The winner will advance to a regional quarterfinal at Iowa Falls-Alden. Pre-game coverage will start at 6:45 p.m., followed by the kickoff at 7 o'clock. The Wright County girls soccer team will open postseason play tonight against Greene County in the 1A Region 5 bracket. It'll air on 104.9 KLMJ. Wright County enters with 5 goals on the season, compared to 1 for Greene County. The Broncos have also generated 93 shots and 56 on goal, while Greene County has recorded just 33 shots, with 23 of them being on goal. Freshman Tracy Mejia leads Wright County with 3 goals, 1 assist, and 12 shots on goal. Senior Lily Pigman has been a key piece defensively in the goal, recording 298 saves with a save percentage of 80.3. Greene County sophomore Faith James Diaz leads with 1 goal, while junior London Harris has 1 assist. The winner will advance to play Kemper Catholic on Thursday. The kickoff will be at 7 o'clock p.m. with pregame coverage at 6:45. Grundy Center senior Braden Davey earned individual glory at the State Track and Field Championships, winning the Class 2A 400-meter dash. One of the 2A leaders in the race throughout the entire season, Davey separated himself from the pack along the backstretch and finished in a career-best time of 47.96, 1.33 faster than second place. It was his first individual championship of his career.
Yeah, it's an unreal feeling. I mean, we've been state champions in football, other sports besides this. We were state champion last year, but to be an individual, it's amazing. I mean, I give all the credit to my coaches and my teammates for pushing me every day at practice, though. And the glory to God above. It's not all me.
The championship came a year after placing 8th in the event in 2025. Davey says he wasn't naturally a 400 runner, but his coaching staff saw high potential.
I didn't want to run 400s when I got to high school, but Conger turned me into a guy that can do it. And I give thanks to him, my teammates. Felt so comfortable around that turn, and the finish felt even better.
It was one of 4 championships for the team, which finished in second place. The sports beat programs from Radio On The Go Sports aired Saturday, presented on 104.9 KLMJ by Mort's Water Company and on 99 The Wave by Brothers Market in Parkersburg and Grundy Center. Grundy Center's 5 track and field championships from Thursday and Friday were featured, along with local medalists and those who advanced from preliminary events to finals. On 104.9 KLMJ, interviews with Hampton-Dumont-Cal soccer players after their playoff win over Humboldt were featured, along with season preview interviews with Hampton-Dumont-Cal softball coach Kelsey Enslin-Vogel and Clarksville softball coach Katie Berman. On 99 The Wave, state tennis qualifier Tyler Wedeking of Applington-Parkersburg was featured, along with a season recap with Iowa Falls-Alden boys soccer coach Jake County, and a preview with AGWSR softball coach Brock Holmgard. Find those programs on demand at RadioOnTheGo.com. Coming off a 57-0 preseason victory over the Twin Cities Tundra on Friday, the Iowa Woo will open the regular season play in the Arena League at home in the Unidome on Saturday against the expansion Monroe Greenheads of Louisiana. Performing at halftime is world-renowned acrobat and entertainer Red Panda. Her halftime show will be presented by Push Iron and Metals in Waterloo. Tickets are $27 and available for purchase in the Iowa Woo team store and office, at the mall in College Square, the Unidome ticket office, or at iowawoo.com. radio.com. The game will air on 99 The Wave and Radio On The Go on YouTube. This has been Radio On The Go Sports. I'm John Moenkel.